Ready. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast episode 34.
And I'm drunk. I apologize, I've just come from the pub from my godson's christening. So I'm a little bit tired and
christening?
Wired. Yeah, it was his christening. So I'm tired and wired.
What, is this some sort of religious festival?
Yeah, for religious people where you get your name and you're christening and you're christened and I become the godfather. I respect family. So I've got to walk around with a Malteser, a sponge stuck in my mouth, so I can be the godfather.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Shit, we haven't done the notes page. Well, we'll do it as we go along.
We're gonna do this episode by the seat of our pants. On fire, Mac 4 releases this week on GamerCast. Right, so releases provided by that's not a release.
I'm not doing a release. The releases are there.
Oh right.
I don't list the releases
okay,
on
shall the
shall
I do the releases
page?
While you carry on writing?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, releases on the Xbox 360, which mine has died. I must keep mentioning it because it annoys me on a great level. If you are going to go out there and buy a 360, please save your money and buy yourself the Premier Edition that comes with the hard drive, because it's the cheapo...
I had someone come in yesterday saying he regrets buying the hard drive.
What, separately?
He regrets buying the hard... Look, the hard drive was a waste of time, almost. And it's like, what? You're out of your mind?
Buy the main edition. Buy the Premier one. Forget the core and the hard drive separate. I'm on my third one. It's died. It's like... But anyway, Chrome Hounds on the Xbox 360. Haven't played it, but Paul's had a go. It is very much as he discussed with me that it's kind of like a crossover between Mech Assault and Steel Battalion. Now, I like Steel Battalion, but the only good thing about that was the
whole... You don't like Steel Battalion, though. You just think Steel Battalion is awesome because of the controller. If you didn't have the controller, it'd be a crap game.
Oh, yeah, it'd be crap. It'd be
exactly.
Shit.
That is why Chrome Hounds is crap.
And that is why the Wii is going to be good, because it's all about interface. You can make a crap game seem good by having an Uber controller. So imagine a good game with an amazing controller. Everything's going to be excellent, and the fact that you're always going to have it. But yeah, Chrome Hounds...
But we'll talk about Chrome Hounds a bit later on. So on the DS, we had Big Brain Academy.
Which is another one of the...
dumb games.
Brain games.
Which make you dumb.
Plankton. I thought it was kind of like a first level of Spore game, but supposedly it's one of these sound games that you make loads of music out of, which is bizarre how you do that with Plankton. But I suppose you have to play it to understand it. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Came out on DS, PSP, and... GBA. That's it.
Yeah. Usual, normal, go with the thing. I haven't looked at it. You never know. Now and again, you do get lucky in some of these games that are based off films. Sometimes someone actually is intelligent enough to actually make a decent game. Ooh, Paul's showing me a Pirates of the Caribbean. That looks like a PSP holder.
Yep.
Very, very stylish.
I think it looks atrocious, personally.
I like it.
Right, on the PC...
Hang on, we haven't finished yet. DS, we've got Alex Rider Stormbreaker, which is based off a new James Bond-style secret agent game, which has a young man playing it. Although, from the looks of this, it looks like it's a aimed at a more older age range in comparison to this being a young spy, so it's just for kiddies and stuff like this. It seems to be kind of rivaling... along the James Bond
sucks
age range of people that would watch James Bond.
2-year-olds.
That's about it. PSP,
Pirates of the Caribbean,
and
like
Pirates
I said,
of the Caribbean Special Edition.
The what? Special Edition comes with the first film.
Way.
Way, okay. Let's get excited. No,
I got way too excited for that. PlayStation 2, Pool
let's
Paradise.
Not do the PlayStation 2.
International
PlayStation 2
Editions.
Sucks.
Street Fighter Alpha Anthology, Perfect Ace 2.
Perfect Ace 2 being a tennis game, I think.
I was expecting it to be
or maybe a golf game. I don't really know. Perfect Ace, Perfect Ace.
Yeah, send in any info on it because we can't be asked to look it up. I know Paul's going to look for it. What is it? Taking your bets. My bet is it's a game where you're a... I don't know, I'm thinking World War II pilot or tennis myself. But it could be badminton. But here we go. The champions. Oh, it's going to be tennis, isn't it? Yeah, Wimbledon's been out. It's going to be tennis.
That in your face, everybody. I knew what it was.
Tennis? Yes, tennis. It's no top spin, so who cares? Don't go out and buy it. Darkstar 1, the game demo first on GameSpot. Sorry, I'm drunk and I'm reading out advertisement now.
Don't do that.
Close it, quick. You're looking at a picture of a PlayStation 2.
Prey advert out there as well.
Yeah, Prey's out soon as well. Let's be an American native... No, a Native American and to help save the world from aliens and trying... Is it, you're trying to save your girlfriend?
I don't have a clue.
It's weird. They've been showing it on the 360 for ages and now all of a sudden you're a Native American and you've got a very big gun. It's like Quake and Last of the Mohicans mixed together.
Well, that sounds like a good combination.
I'm a Native American and I've got a BFG and I'm going to shove this up your alien ass. Take that, bitch.
Right, on the PC.
Yes, on the PC.
We've had Cossacks 2, Battle for Europe.
Let's get Europe and put it on our map list. On my map.
Cossacks 2, Cossacks 1 strike me as being really poor. Mainly because
RTS,
it's real-time strategy. It's very similar to Empire Earth.
Right.
Only in, the early 1800s. The sound in it is terrible. Yeah. You need to hire some sound guys. That's what really put me off. You selected a guy and it just went, eh. And you tell him to move and he just goes, eh. You click on a building and it just goes, eh. You click on a guy and he goes, eh. And that's it. That's all the sounds in it. And I was like, oh,
let me
God.
Guess. It's a mixture between the programmers and the animators with a media keyboard just pressing buttons. Not even knowing what they're doing, recording the soundtrack.
Really
yeah.
poor.
Come on, guys.
Although I've not played Cossacks 2.
It may be an update.
Hang on, did I play the demo of it?
Played Ship remember. Simulator. And you craft a ship and won money.
You don't win money. You lose money. X-Free Reunion Game of the Year Edition. Came out on PC for only $19.99. I recommend everyone who likes a really in-depth game to buy it because it's really good.
Mm.
But be aware, it does have the Star Force cover protection, which sucks.
Yeah, unfortunately, because everybody out there that is doing all the whole PC pirating stuff, some people will take these extreme limits, like with Half-Life 2 and with...
Well, Half-Life 2 isn't so bad because at least it fucking works.
Unless you've got no internet access and then you've got to go through a whole heap
of
crap.
Who doesn't have internet access?
Sad people who
don't listen to the
show.
The trouble is, it's a driver, so it doesn't work on X64. And it doesn't work on 32-bit Windows Vista. So it like cuts me straight out because it means I have to boot back to XP.
But once you've got it and you're playing it, good game. Fair enough, there was a bit of a bug in the second one.
Although actually, I suppose we should actually research if the Game of the Year edition does have the protection on or not.
Yeah, they may have taken it away because now the game has been out for a while. Maybe the Kanakas say, well, if they pirated now, everyone's got it. Yeah, let's just release it. So that might be something worth looking into.
Because the first one, X2 that is, had really interesting cover protection. If you pirated it, all your communication windows had a picture of a pirate in. And it just went really slow.
I like that. I do like that a lot. I got a lot of time for that.
I was thinking, what is this? Is my copy of the game faulty or what? So I went and bought a copy, well, borrowed a copy, a real copy, and it still did it. And I was like, what? So the Star Force completely gunked up the whole system.
Yeah, I suppose only a complete format of the hard drive would have got that out. Or could you find the files?
I can't remember how I got around it at the end.
But you did get around it.
Well, yeah, then I played it for a while and got bored.
Yeah, I got stuck straight away. Second level when you have to go to this gate and you're supposed to...
I couldn't even find the gate.
And I found the gate and then you're supposed to read this panel and it's like, right, okay, well...
But it's just that the game itself is so cool and so detailed. Like, yeah. You can get out of your ship and fly around in your little booster bag.
Yeah.
That's
the
awesome.
Amount of different ships you can have. The fact that, a little bit kind of like Eve, the fact that everything works independently. You can have your own space station and a crew of ships that all run off autopilot, and you've got a fighter squadron that follow your cargo ships. And you can give them orders to do stuff, and then they'll repeat these orders. So you'll have a cargo ship that'll go off to this mining place that you're mining, pick up whatever ore you've got, and will automatically go to wherever you've told it to go sell this ore, to get the money, to go to somewhere else, to go buy some battery packs from a solar station to power up your ore place.
But like I said, it's very in-depth, so you do have to spend a lot of time on it.
Mm.
Just building up your ships and just telling them to do stuff.
The thing that I do like about it is I got a little bit bored with it, so I went out and I got a hacked game save that gave me lots of money. But the cool thing I like about the game is you can have as much money in the world, but that doesn't mean you can go out and arm your ship to the teeth. There is only so much resources out there. I went out and I had a massive big fleet of these starships with loads of armed to the teeth full of fighters all through the hangar base. All they had, one or two of them had guns. Most of them weren't armed. None of them had any missiles because there was nothing there. I had to go from system to system to system buying missiles because the rest of the AI world...
You bought out the whole universe.
Yes, the rest of the world continues to... You know, you'll have other ships coming and delivering stuff, and it all works off that nice system. So there's no way of beating the system because you have to live in the system, and so does the rest of the computer, and you can't win. It's not like, oh, I'll buy 1,000 missiles, come back tomorrow, there's another 1,000 missiles. Those missiles won't come until a ship arrives transporting missiles from the place.
That system really sucks, and that we should get the communist version of Superman to sort it out.
Oh yeah, communist Superman from Russia. There needs to be some yellow in there because, come on, I've got a Russian t-shirt and the hammer in the side yellow, so they should be yellow on that with a red background like the Superman thing. Why is he going for the grey? Actually, I can't, Lana. I could take care of everyone's problems if I ran this place. And to tell you the truth, there's no good reason why I shouldn't, said Superman. Sounds nothing like fucking Superman to me. Okay, we've done all the releases. GameCube had nothing. Game Boy Advance, Alex Rider, Stormbreaker, same again, and Pirates of the Caribbean. So as usual, lots of film releases released on every single format. Save your money, the Wii will be out soon. Right, next. Rayman 4, Ravaging Rabbits. If you've seen the...
Raving Rabbits.
Raving Rabbits, because they're having a rave. They do dance, though. They do dance. I must admit, this looks absolutely hilarious. All you do is watch the trailer. Oh my god, you'd be pissing your pants, because it is absolutely hilarious. The animation on these rabbits are absolutely cool. They just look like these weird rabbits, bucktooth. And every single one's got their own character in the trailer. But then all of a sudden, they'll just go... And their eyes go red, and they just attack everything. And there's this really cool bit where... In the trailer, it's kind of like from the perspective of this kid, his like goth sister and granddad sat on the couch, and they're watching TV, and it's all nice rolling hills and butterflies, and the insects are making noises and the birds are tweaking, and then all of a sudden this rabbit comes up and he goes pop, and then he goes and all of a sudden he goes pop, 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 and the hills are just surrounded by rabbits, and all of a sudden this massive big mech rabbit with this big laser eye kind of tromps over the hill, and another one follows it, and he goes shoots through the TV and shoots their couch, and the kid quickly picks up the Wii remote and the nunchuck system, and then he kind of looks up, and all of a sudden all the rabbits just go and look to the right, and there stood there is Rayman, and then you literally use the nunchuck system with the left hand and the right hand as a punching system, so you're literally just going.
So is the point of the game to get all the rabbits?
Yeah, to beat the crap out of all the rabbits. And you can swing your arm around like that, and you can press buttons and change into different versions of Rayman. So he passes it to his goth sister, and she turns into a goth Rayman on the actual game. You can do that. And then you press a button, and as you swing the remote over your head, Rayman's hand comes out on a chain, and you can grab rabbits and just swing them around and beat the crap out of all of them. So it's basically free-for-all, beat the crap out of many killer rabbits as you can get.
Animal cruelty.
Yes. Oh no, I'm sure there's something to say that you can beat the crap out of any animal that has rabies. It's like South Park when they said, all you've got to do is scream, it's coming right for us, and you're allowed to shoot it. Look, there's an angry bear. It's coming right for us!
Yeah, a rabbit isn't going to fucking kill you, though, is it?
What they did in the South Park, the rabbit started hopping towards it. It's a nice fluffy rabbit, and he's got all the music. And then the guy with the robotic voice goes, it's coming right for us. Rocket launcher! Fluffy tails go flying. It's great.
Animal cruelty.
Is not done in video games. Kill as many rabbits as you can get your hang on. Oh, did you ever play South Park on the N64?
Nope.
Oh, brilliant first-person shooter using similar engine to GoldenEye. You go around with a cow launcher, and you can shoot cows at people, and you land with their ass on your head, and all you can see is the inside of the cow, and all you see is a South Park character running around with a cow slotted on their head. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
I miss my N64. Right, new news. New news. Halo 3.
Whoa. We've got to say the secret code name.
Spartan 117, also known as John.
No, we just call it H3.
H3.
Otherwise, Bobman might get annoyed.
Yeah. And the star of H3, what is he known by? No, oncoming Storm is what the Doctor is known to the Daleks. What's John known to the Covenant? It's the Demon.
The Demon.
Known to his enemies as the Demon. His name is John. His codename is Spartan 117.
His name is John 117.
Yeah, John 117. So it's Spartan 117, also known by his rank, Master Chief. Oh, the ending of Halo 2 where he goes, this is Spartan 117. Come in, please. He's like, Master Chief, what are you doing on that ship? Sir, I'm finishing the fight.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, okay, so what's this news item about then?
Oh, here we go. Adam going to try and read text on a website when drunk. Bungie says it is testing its single-player portion of the first-person shooter. What's that word?
Reveals new info on weapons, comic, game modes, documentary, matchmaking playlists, and more. Mm. As we're announcing blah blah blah, multiplayer testing of Halo 3 was underway. So running through the single player game is a gameplay test, not a graphics one. Since the graphics are unfinished, he shifted focus to gameplay and praised the increased power of the Xbox 360. To turn out more advanced artificial intelligence, blah blah blah. Da, 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 da. So are they actually saying anything that's surprising?
Yeah, you know, it's same old Halo 3. It's going to be better, faster, quicker, harder than the original. It's just going to be one of the best games in the world. And why is anyone else making any other games? Because you know this is going to be game of the year.
Since multiplayer testing began 2 months ago, a new, utterly terrifying Halo 3 game mode has been developed.
Mm.
Quotes, I have never, ever heard so much
frightened screaming during a play testing of anything.
And plenty of laughing.
Too.
What? So they're not actually saying... See, they're not saying anything.
So they've had a look at it. They're saying that it was good, but they've probably been signed a contract to say that they're not allowed to actually tell us what it is. They've seen it. They're allowed to say it's good.
What do you mean they're not allowed? It's the people who work at Bungie.
That's what I mean. You know, they're only allowed to say so much. It's like me at work. I'm only allowed to say so much of what I do.
Yeah, you're not allowed to tell your boss that you keep scoping off, are
you? I was only here once. I've had one...
Once in, like... 3 weeks or whatever it is.
Yeah, once. And okay, I've got a week off next week because I'm...
You've already got a week off?
I'm ill, I'm going in a hospital.
Yeah,
I'm having an operation.
You can predict when you're ill.
No, I'm going in for an operation, it's all booked. I'm going in to have my wisdom teeth removed. So I'm going to have a week to recover from the anaesthesia and then I'm back to work.
I'll tell you what, I'll do it all right now in only 2 minutes.
Do what?
Take your wisdom teeth out.
No. Because I have to go to work tomorrow.
Fine, don't have tomorrow off then. Right, anyway, so Halo 3, they're saying a bunch of stuff about that. Advantage Nintendo. PSP impressive start has been in the handheld market has been soured this week as rival Nintendo DS began to pull ahead, blah blah blah. So yeah, saying what everyone knew right at the beginning, the PSP has flopped.
And Nintendo will raise supreme. You know, everything's circular, you know, everybody kept saying that Nintendo's out, it's going to follow the way of Sega, but Sega was sensible to say that we made a mistake, we make really good games, and because they didn't have a handheld market, maybe it's time to just back out and just make great games like they always have done. And it works, and I must admit, the concept of having a Sega game like Sonic on a Nintendo is just amazing for most older gamers. So I must admit, everybody knew that Nintendo was going to come swinging around. Fair enough, the Wii, or the Revolution as it was codenamed, was a bit of a gamble, and a lot of people were kind of like, this is basically make or break for Nintendo, but I think it's paid off, and with this control system...
Don't be so sure.
Well, with the way that PlayStation 3's been following, to be honest, my prediction is that Xbox 360 is going to knock off the PlayStation 3, and people are just going to end up owning a 360 and a Wii.
Somebody wanted to buy a PlayStation 3 just the other day.
Yeah, sad person. I hope you hit them.
So anyway, I just said Wii 360. Mm. And then they said, I don't want a 360. So I said, have you played on one? And they said, no.
Stupid.
Then they say, oh, PlayStation 3 is going to be really good. So I just said, PlayStation 3 is going to flop. Because it is. Like, the PS2 was a flop.
But the thing is, though, it's like you've been saying for ages that it keeps up with an Xbox 360. Then they released on the news that they've had to lower the processor power because only around God knows how much percentage of their processors ever work. So they've had to knock the specs down without telling anybody or even making the price any cheaper just so that they can get a good percentage of processors working. I won't be surprised, it's going to be even worse than me with my Xbox 360, which are 60% of the ones they sell. Oh, look, I've just bought an over-large black paperweight with a wireless controller, and all it does is go... You know, their damn things aren't going to work.
PS2s don't work, do they?
For that price. God.
Well, it certainly has to do it for that price, because they don't have the cash to subsidize it.
See, this is the other thing. It shows how Microsoft is going to be. If you just look, forget about gaming, forget about the console, think about business. Microsoft can afford to sell their consoles at that price. Sony are going down so much with all of their other
business. Sony haven't made a profit in 5 years.
Yeah, with their pedal of a purple MP3 player, their flat screen monitors, all of their laptops, and all of their other technology, because nothing has been rivaling against any of the other markets. They're having to make a brand new Uber console and actually sell it at its real price. Who's going to buy a console at the price it's supposed to be sold at? Only a chav incompute that steal money and sell drugs. They're the only people who are going to afford this thing. And weird people. I've had my rant from Ray. Let's rant from Ray about Chrome Hounds, because you weren't happy with it, were you?
No, I thought it was crap.
I've been looking forward to this, and I'm disappointed.
Have you played it?
No.
Well, there you go.
I might like it. You know me.
Exactly. I've got very high standards.
Yes, you do. You're very hard to
99.9998% of stuff is crap.
Yeah.
Including you. And including that. And including this.
What is that?
Oh, no, that's Halo. And including...
Blasphemy! Go sit in the corner where the dunce is at, calling Halo crap.
Well, I didn't know what it was when I picked it up. And look, the writing's all smudged, anyway.
Beta test of Halo. Oh.
Right, so yeah, Chrome Hounds is a... it's a bit like Mech Assault, mixed with Steel Battalion, in that the gameplay, the combat is more like Steel Battalion. Yeah, I love that the mechs are really slow. That's awesome. Slow mechs are good. When you've got a fast mech, it just feels like a regular first-person shooter with a human being.
Yeah.
You know, a mech should be this massive 200-ton...
I like a mech that goes fast, but it's like...
It better be small, and it better have no guns.
It's like, when you play Steel Battalion, those mechs got up to 200 miles an hour, but it took you God knows how long to get that fast.
And if you tried turning, your mech would fall over.
Oh, you were dead. It's like, I was going along, and I was Top Gear, and I'm going, and if someone starts shooting at me, and I'm like moving the gun around to shoot them, and I just get out of my shot, and like, I'm being shot at from the side, so I started coming along, and I'm like, yes, I'm turning, oh, I'm leaning over, and then whoosh, straight on my side, and I was going so fast, it took me about a minute to come to a complete stop. I completely decimated the entire forest, went up a hill, over the other side, then came to a stop. Then when you come to a stop, you have to sit there and you're pumping the pedal to try and get the mech to try and stand back up on its 2 feet. I must admit, that sort of gameplay, it's good.
That sort of gameplay is awesome if you nail the combat.
Yeah.
And the combat in Chrome Hounds is even worse than Steel Battalion. You know, Steel Battalion, you would lock on, wouldn't you? In this, you just aim with a crosshair and then try and shoot these sort of pew, pew, pew weapons, which don't really do a lot.
See, the thing with Chrome Hounds is it just seems, if you're going to make a mech game and you want it to really be successful, you've got to go into the flights of fantasy a little bit. If you're going to go realism, you've got
to
go.
It's not realistic though.
That's what I mean. If you want to go realistic,
it's not anything, it's just weird.
It's like it's floating in between. If you want to go non-realistic, you've got to go for the Japanese anime mechs because that rocks. If you want to go non-realistic, you're going to have to go more sim-like. I think one of the reasons, other than the controller, the reason why some people who have managed to play Steel Battalion is, if you forget that you're playing as a mech, it is kind of like playing a tank game. It's a sim tank game. By the fact that it's ginormous and you've got two legs, take that away and it's still a tank sim game. And that's the thing, it's a sim game. From the sounds of this, it seems like they're trying to jump between a hybrid between the two, and they're losing the bits from either end.
They're losing the good bits from, yeah. Exactly.
Because even Mech Warriors, all the way through Mech Warriors, it has had a fantasy feel to it. Now, they have been chunky, and every single mech has had its feel. Some are fast, some are slow, some are harder to turn around, some are more nimble and get out of the way. Some are a little bit more like, I'll just stand here and move very slowly because I know you can't hurt me.
I'm going to play Mech Warrior now.
Mech Warrior rocks.
I used to play Mech Warrior at Catherine.
Mech Warrior is the first game I ever played online.
Ooh, there it is, Mech Warrior 4.
Oh, I ain't got Mech Warrior 4, I'm going to go Mech Warrior 3.
Nah, you suck.
Never got Mech Warrior 4 because it was hard to get hold of. All we ever had at work was the expansion packs.
Yeah, it's like, good enough.
Right. So, that was Chrome Hounds. I must admit, fair enough, go out and play it. There are some games where it is.
Is there a demo for it? There is a demo for it, yeah. The demo is on Marketplace.
Ooh, Marketplace download. I'm afraid I am not up to date because...
in your face.
Because I don't have an Xbox 360 because it broke. God damn thing, I had a heart attack. You have to go up to... That's what they need to release. Xbox 360 paddles. So when your Xbox gets three red lights, you can just lay it on the side and go... Clear!
It's never had a red light. I think the red light doesn't exist. I think it's just a flight of fantasy.
I think it's just something that happens, keeps happening with the core one. You've got the main one system. You've got the Uber system with the silver drawer. Mine's got like the cream drawer and it's kind of like, I can't survive. That's what it's like. It just kept, it sounds like an electronic duck. When it died, it kept sounding like electronic, go, and then pause on the screen. Then you have to reset it and then it gets so far and then it go, and then when I did it enough times, I just switched it on and it got to the bit where it goes, and the silver ball rotates, and he just about got over for the X to come around, and he went, wah. Then when I turned it off and turned it back on, he didn't come back on, and all I got was three flashing red lights. I was like, no, not again. Damn thing. But I will be buying one next year. I'm going to buy it, the Uber
You'll
one.
You'll be buying one this year, mate.
Why?
Gears of War. Only 4 months away.
Oh no, I'll just come around your house and play. I still got my memory card.
You're not hogging my console.
We can play it before GamerCast. Every GamerCast episode, we can put it here and play. Or I could play it at home on my Xbox 360 at home. My old one only lasts about 5 minutes before it dies.
See, you've got like 50 anyway, so...
I still have the other one.
I'll tell Microsoft to come and get it.
And swap it for another one.
Well, yeah. Then you'd be sorted. You'd have an Xbox 360.
I'm sure they would figure it out when they read the serial codes.
Eh, who cares?
I still have the receipt. No, I don't. I'd give it the receipt from the old one. If I'd kept the receipt for the old one, I could have taken
it. Well, I'll get you the receipt for it if you want. Hey, Craig, when I get Adam's receipt out of the pad, be suspicious.
Nah, Microsoft have until the end of this year to get their 360, broken 360 back.
Then what?
Well, then my year renewal thing's up with them, and it's their fault for not coming in and sending me a flipping box. Probably forgot about it.
Well, DHL or whoever lost it.
Yeah, they'll trade in them.
Because they were stealing 360s.
Were they?
Yeah, there was quite a few people who nicked 360s.
So tempting, though, because you know which box it's in.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
but you disguise it in a box with, like, Christmas wrapping and happy birthday.
No, they know what it
is. For Christmas.
They know what it is because they have a thing from Microsoft for them to send.
Yeah, but it's just some scary
paper.
Place in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, it had Microsoft written on the label.
Well, they can change that. They just call it Uncle Bob's Warehouse.
Uncle Bob's Emporium for illegal drugs and teaching you to speak English. Right, next on the list, Rise of Legends, which I have here, and I shall put it in front of you, but you're only listening to us and you're not seeing us, so you can't see what I'm holding, but you can hear that. That's a CD.
Well, if you're paying for the video edition of GamerCast, then you can see it. You can subscribe to the video edition for only £150 a year.
It's worth it. You can see Paul and me in Paul's room and Rise of Legends.
Don't do that. Right, Rise of Legends is a pretty cool game. I'm going to give it a review score of 9 out of 10.
I must admit, I have not played the game, but from visually watching Paul play it, I concur. It had the level he was on had a very kind of Dune Stargate feel to it.
Well, one of the sides... there's three basic sides in the game. Da Vinci, who are like, you know, these, you know, industrial technology guys with their robotic stuff. Then there's these word, I think it's pronounced Aelin, who are like these, you know, just magic sort of people. They got this really fat git who I don't like. And then you've got the Kutel, although I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Can you pronounce that?
Kutai.
It's an L though, isn't it? Not an I.
Looks like an I.
It's an L.
Kutel.
So yeah, who are like these, who is like Stargate. The Stargate race from Stargate, who really rock with the fancy sticks that shoot stuff.
Staff weapons.
And they got stuff like that. And even their aircraft look very, you know...
Death gliders.
Yeah.
It's like a cross between death gliders and a
So it's got this, you know, sort of ancient Egyptian feel. Only, like, uber-powerful technology.
Because was Rise of Nations anything similar, or was that
Rise of Nations plays very similar... but Rise of Nations was it, like countries.
Of human countries and stuff like this. Where this is
this
kind
is,
of
they've
like
gone into a fantasy
style of their own game.
Like magic versus, you know,
technology
and stuff.
Which is a nice subject matter and fantasy style to actually go into, so.
Yeah, because if we cast the mind back to Rise of Nations was the game that had multiple units.
Mm.
You build multiple units in one go, and that's really good. Mm. Especially for when you're playing in, you know, the early 1800s, you just got lines of musket men. Awesome battles.
Going on to RTSs, I'm kind of curious to find out whether what side Command & Conquer 3 Tiberian Sun's gone down. Are they going to go back to the classic Command & Conquer where you make men come out, but you control one man at a time, or highlight all of them and control one, and you've got that's their group? Or they're going to go like Rise of Nations, Dawn of War,
oh, I want Command & Conquer now.
Battle for Middle Earth, where you're actually got built squads, and when you click on one man, you click on that squad. Myself, personally, I love the squad based. From being a big Dawn of War fan, I do like it. But from being a Command & Conquer fan, I love being able to get one man and being able to send them in
and attack 500 tanks with that one man.
So, what I'm hoping for is they go for the classic.
Every man is clickable,
but then you could click hold of like 10 men and then click a control button, and then they automatically become a unit, and then when you click on one of those, you automatically highlight the rest of the unit, but then you can disband them and make them just individual men.
If we cast our minds back to Dune 2, Dune 2 did it the way I think it should be done. You could either build one man, or you could build three men.
That would be a unit.
Yeah. And that was awesome. They need to do that in this as well.
Yeah.
You know, spend a bit extra money and you get, you know, a group of guys instead.
A squad.
Or even better yet, a group of guys, one of them with a rocket launcher, one of them with, you know, some machine gun, one of them with a, you know, heavy machine gun, and you're sorted.
Mm.
That'd be awesome. Infantry would become unstoppable like they're supposed to be.
Yeah, because that's the thing, I must admit, the only thing that was cool about generals...
I love infantry. Tanks are so annoying.
China, and just the fact that...
China!
Their troops rocked because... We near enough crashed mine and James's PC by having the entire map filled up with as many Chinese people as we could. And then I told every single one of my Chinese soldiers to go stand on the other side of the map, and James told all of his Chinese soldiers to go stand on my side of the map, and they met in the middle. Oh my god, it was Chug City. The computer near enough had a heart attack.
Well, that shows how crap EA's networking code is.
But they killed, they were basically every single man killed, shot at everybody in front of them and everybody that passed at them. And they were basically shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting. And I probably had around about half my men left by the time we passed each other. And they were shooting as they passed. And then we highlighted them again and we sent them back in again. And we just kept doing that until they were all dead.
Should have gone after his base.
Yeah. But then it's quite cool playing Dawn of War when you have your Chaos v Eldar. And you can get the gods coming in. And you've got this Chaos god. And it's got massive big wings. And it just flies down. And then you get the... Eldar god with his massive big fire bloke. It's really cool animation. When he goes up to like a space marine or any kind of unit, he literally just stabs him because he's massive. You know, the guys don't even come halfway up his ankle, and he just stabs him through the chest, holds him up, and then shakes his hand and tries to make them slide down his sword and then flings him off. It's great.
That's not very nice.
Great.
But yeah, Rise of Legends is cool. It's when Rise of Nation was announced, it was always promoted as a sort of civilization root and Age of Empires hybrid, in that you've got things like borders and culture which expands the borders. It's the same as Civ 4, only it's obviously real time. Mm. So you've still got all the borders and stuff like that. And the cool thing is, when you send your troops into someone else's border, they get damaged. So, you know, if they're going along, if they just sit there for 5 minutes, they're going to lose quite a bit of their health.
Mm.
So it does help against rushers, because you can't just organise a quick rush and try and get into the enemy territory all the way, because you are going to take quite a bit of damage.
So you'll wait until you've built your army. Listen, we'll make Shaxx like that, because he's one of those players who plays RTSs, but...
He loves the long games.
Yeah, he likes to... His skirmishes are either in the middle after resources, or anybody that comes at him. Otherwise, he wants people to stay away, and he likes to build his army. If he wants his battling guns and everything, and he wants his army outside, and he likes bases. He likes me. He loves building bases.
Same with me, Red Alert. Back when we started playing Red Alert, me and a bunch of guys from school, we used to use the classic no attack for 20 minutes, and you just build up these, you know, huge forces. You'd even have time to lay mines everywhere as well.
Mm.
When you're actually playing other people competitively, you don't have a chance to do that.
It's more about this quick in,
it's
out.
Boom, boom. It was build a power plant, build a barracks, train 3 guys, build a war factory, shove a refinery in there as well, and attack. That was it. It was, you know, the set piece. You've got the exact build order right, which is most efficient for a rush, and you go and attack.
I think they want to get it so that you have really pathetic forces. You've just got scouts and that's pretty much it, and you can't go and attack someone until your base is near enough finish, and once you've started building stuff, then things start coming unlocked to build your army. So the problem is, you're trying to rush. It's all about panicking. It's about rushing down someone with your squads while building your bigger stuff for later, and hoping that them doing the rush at the same time, you either meet in the middle or miss each other, and their rush won't kick your ass. So it's who can button click on what first.
Is a real, one of the lacking things in real-time strategy games nowadays is the tactical stuff to it.
Yeah, it's more about who can...
Controlling, you know, it's no longer about controlling resources on the map and having little skirmishes, because you don't want to commit your whole army into a battle.
Yeah, you're wanting to fight for that little bit of land that's got the...
Nowadays, everyone just commits everything they've got into a battle.
Mm.
And I don't... It's just so ridiculous, because you could be, you know, knocked out so easily.
Yeah, I only do that when I know that my forces will kick someone else's forces, or it's all or nothing. If I don't commit all of my forces, I will be wiped out slowly and I will die. If I don't commit everything...
See,
longer.
You're one of those people.
Oh, no, it's when the... When
you
the
know chi- you will lose against me, so you play like a wuss.
Oh, no,
play
no.
properly.
No, I play properly. What I'm on about is I only commit all of my forces at the last minute when I've got an army and I'm getting my ass whooped, and at the last minute it's like, right, all or nothing. I've lost my base, I need to just commit, and I just go in... But apart from that, I like to go in and I like using the squads. I like using the squads for what they are instead of just highlighting everybody and saying, go there and letting the AI work it all out. You know, you've got infantry, sending them in where you need to, the tanks where you need them to.
Homeworld 2 is a good example of me of how I play.
Yeah.
I send two or three cruisers.
I only ever see your scouts half the time because you're too busy collating and making your army. And then
well,
you
not
come
even
in,
that. I'm too busy defending all my resource pockets and my home base to actually have a central collection of ships.
My
collection of ships is spread all over the place.
Yeah, it's not like you're in one place going, build. I'm big, highlight everything, kill Adam. You're more like, right, I need to build over here to keep that safe. And you're so spread out that you're collecting.
Exactly, a real-time strategy game, you should be spread out. Because ultimately, you have to be spread out in real life. You know, imagine World War II. The whole German army is in one tiny little place.
Yeah, all of the Nazis...
And gee, the Russians just drive right past them to Berlin.
All of them are in Germany. They don't go out. It's like, France? No, we're staying in Germany. And then England's like, nope, we're not crossing the channel. We're staying in England. And Russia's like, yeah, I would kill them, but I ain't leaving Russia. I'm staying here.
What if the thing is... Like, I don't like, you know, just... collating all your forces into a single group and driving them around, that just seems really lame.
Mm.
Because, you know, I can quite easily come in with a few, you know, relatively small scout units and wipe half your forces out.
Mm. So that's the thing I liked about Command & Conquer. I love misdirection. I love that little... Like, when you play the American guy and you've got that bloke who's got the cigar and classic action hero and he goes in and blows everything up. I love just telling all things to build stuff and I just send in large... raiding parties, but I split them all up onto control keys, send them to certain parties so that the opposition is too busy dealing with them, and then I spend the rest of the time controlling that little bloke, sending him in and starting to blow stuff up, and he's not paying attention to his base, he's too busy paying attention to three of my armies that aren't even in my control. I've just told him to go stand there and cause havoc and be destroyed, and then the guy realizes I've destroyed his airport, his command center, two of his power generators, and my guy's running for it because the tank's chasing him down.
Exactly, it's a good strategy, especially the engineer drop.
Mm.
You know, it really did force people to have troops guarding their critical installations.
See, this is why...
That's why I want Command & Conquer, because I can finally get my engineers back.
See, this is why I
take
keep going
out
back...
Take out flipping construction yard. Why? Then you will be pwned.
Why I want keep going back
pwned.
To this idea we have
That's
where...
what they need in Homeworld 2, engineers. You just see this guy floating around in space.
This is why I keep going back to that idea of merging either first person battles, sort of like Battlefront, with RTS.
But the thing is, what you'll see is the same thing happening. Everyone will just group all their forces together, knowing that force there is invincible unless the other person commits all their forces as well.
Yeah, the thing is, though, it's like you're not controlling, you wouldn't be controlling units, you're only giving orders, and you're blind. All people that play in first-person mode are blind. They only see...
Blind? That's not good. You want your troops to be blind?
So, you know, like, you have your control system that says, enemies this way, your target's over here, this is where you got to go. All of that's controlled by the RTS players. So maybe there's, like, three of them on the map, so they're all controlling different parts. It means that you can't stand there with a group saying, you know, you're trying to... Look, my force is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you've got them stood on the same spot. What first-person player is going to stand still for any length of time? All your small units will continuously have to be moving. You would have to play that kind of RTS, like what you were saying, because it's not an AI. It's a real person online with you.
Who's getting bored.
Yeah, so you would have to keep all your forces moving. You wouldn't be able to recreate everything. You would have to be continuously making people move and giving them decisions. So it'll be a bit more innovative. So you've got people that are front-lining it. They're telling the grunts where to go, They're bringing in the fighters and they're giving them bombing runs. Then you've got your next level of a person who's playing alongside that RTS person in RTS mode, who's defending the base. Then you've got the guy that's building the base, creating all the people for the first-person players to get their hands on. Then creating the tanks, they're making the supplies for the first and second line defense to be able to control. Now, I must admit, that would be, you know, planet-side scale. You know, I mean, giant maps. You know, you're running along. You need a buggy drop. You need someone to drop a buggy down for you to get somewhere because you're spending...
A buggy drop from the sky?
From a plane...
How freaky would that be? A buggy just appears in front of you. Oh, my God.
No, you know what I mean. Someone would have to have it built, and then they would be flown out to you. And that's the thing I like about it, is the fact that when you're playing in the first person, instead of saying, I want this, ooh, it's just spawned in front of me. It's like, I want this. The command comes up on a list for the RTS player, and he's like, right, I need buggy, so he load buggy there, and it's built, and craft, right,
yeah, buggy. But the thing is, there. I just say, nobody's having any buggies, because buggies suck.
Tanks.
You're having tanks. You're having fully armoured vehicles.
Uber hovercrafts with machine guns.
Hovercrafts? They're not armoured.
No, but they go fast, and they go over water. It's like shooting a moving target.
Shooting a moving target is easy.
I'm trying to steer
you
left.
You point the gun in the direction of the target, and you press the fire button.
Yeah, but it's like worse than driving a warthog drunk. You're going along, it's like, I want to go right. Okay, I'm looking right, but I'm still going in the same direction. Oh, now I'm starting to move. Tree, tree, tree! Click on a button. I want a new hovercraft. That makes sense.
Tough shit. You've just blown up 9 of your last ones. You're not having any more.
You send them out a little moped. There you go. That's all you're having. Moped with missiles. Just 2 missiles. That would rock, though, because it would rock,
but look how hard it would be to do.
You'd have to take some serious thought of what first, because it would have to be an online-only style game. For the amount of people you wanted being on. So you would have to look for first-person online players. I think you would have to go to the people that aren't Halo fan, you know, Halo nuts. You'd have to go to the Battlefield nuts for this sort of game and anybody else that gets into it, because you need that kind of tactics. Woo! Moon. You need those sort of tactics.
Moon.
Putting, not people that run around jumping all the time. You need people that are...
Don't look at me like that.
No, I wasn't looking at you. I'm just kind of saying, you know, the people.
Yeah,
that
but people always associate me as being a bunny hopper.
Yeah, because you played Quake, but I know you're not a bunny hopper. Because you're more of a.
I am in Quake. Is all I do. Jump, jump, jump.
Yes. Anyway, you survive. Jump from the missile. Jump from the BFG. Jump. Shoot him in the head with a railgun.
No,
it would have to be Battlefield style. I have a bit more tactics and realism. The thing about the whole concept, if you go up the layers,
I
want to
play Battlefield now.
1 minute you're Command and Conquer, now you're Battlefield. See, this is what I mean. You'd be able to satisfy
I've
both
got
your
Battlefield
cravings.
Installed.
You'd be able to satisfy both cravings from both ends.
No, I don't, but it's installed on
this. See, I'm getting excited about a game that I developed, and I can't even make it.
Someone's what a game you developed? You made a game like this?
Someone out there steal my idea and make it really well. And
give
I'm
us
not,
20%.
EA are not allowed to make it.
Unless they give us 25%.
No, 50% if EA make it. Anyone else is 25%.
Okay, deal.
50% I can let my game go crap and wait until another 4 years before someone else buys the rights and builds
the... I want Spore and I want Command & Conquer. They're both EA games. Something bad must be going on in my brain.
No comment. No.
So yeah, Rise of Legends is a good game. Which is what we were talking about originally.
Yeah, I meandered. Now and again, we will continuously bring back GamerCast's multi-first-person RTS game, and it's been going back through many episodes. That and the classic Adam's Moon Base. I will be making the Moon Base and taking pictures of it soon as Spore is out. As soon as I get my creatures up to a certain level, I'm going to find the coolest-looking moon and put on one of those domes. And then just take a screenshot, and then I'll be posting it on GamerCast.
Dome
it.
Is a really dumb idea.
It needs to be look like Eden Project. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, but they can't do it on the surface like that. They, you know, if you're going to have life permanently living
underground.
On a body like the moon, it has to be underground.
Like, yeah, an ecosystem kind of. That'd be cool.
It has to be underground because you're getting bombarded with meteorites. So even little ones can, you know, cause pretty
damaged.
Severe damage.
I got a hole in my window. It's the whole concept. Don't throw.
Cosmic radiation. If you've got people living up there for months on end, they're going to get, you know,
and it is proven. Quite big doses. It is proven because people who live in greenhouses don't throw stones and don't live very long because it gets too flipping hot.
Exactly.
So come on, people. But yeah, the whole dome thing would be quite cool. And I'm going to take a screenshot. That's one thing I'm wondering about is the whole dome thing. I wonder if that's stretchable to make your own.
Hopefully.
Dome, you know, that's it's going to be good. I'm going to make the coolest looking large alien and have it only like it's an Egyptian Stargate world and its own moon base. I wonder if it is possible to actually make a Care Bear, because someone had made a Care Bear on that game.
Well, yeah, of course it's possible. Stretched people out.
Yeah, I'm just curious whether or not that was just something that was made and shoved in there.
Well, yeah, shoved in there, so, you know, because all the other creatures they had had weird legs and stuff like that, so it just showed you could do a, you know, regular humanoid looking person. Yeah.
Random stuff. Alright. It's Quagmire. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much it's all going out at the moment. I think that's about it.
I want X3.
Yes, X3. I must admit, I want to buy it. There's many games.
Star Force free version.
Because I want Oblivion again.
It's up there in your face.
Alright.
You look Civ 4 as well, that's a good game.
Yeah, but
we need to finish our game.
Yes, I gotta reinstall it again.
Okay. Oh shit, have you lost the game save? Because I have.
Yeah, I lost it. We'll start again. We can start again. That was a test phase.
Test phase. I was kicking ass.
And I was pissing people off.
You weren't pissing people off. You were just getting pwned.
So I pissed them off even more. You squashed them and said, "Be Adam's friend or I will kill you." And then he went, "Please, Adam! Be my friend!" And I was like, "No, die, kill!"
Yeah, and then you got pwned.
I didn't like that Aztec leader, he's pissing me off.
The Aztecs are real nasty. Have you seen the Civ 4 expansion pack?
Yes!
Oh my god, right, let's put this on the show notes.
Yeah, this is on the show notes. I was going to mention this earlier, but I got confused by the GamerCast game. Civ 4 Warlords. When is it coming out?
End of July.
Oh, we're so going to get this. Oh, while Paul's looking for this, I must admit, as an add-on from last week's show, I've had a look on the official website for Neverwinter Nights 2. I must admit, I ain't going to go into it in great detail, but go to the website, check out the screenshots. It is very kind of... It's got an Oblivion flavour. If you look at the world of Oblivion and you try and imagine that as a flavour, this is what Neverwinter Nights has got, and it is looking absolutely lush. So, go check out the website.
Right, but, Civ 4 expansion pack. Oh man, we've got the Carthage people back.
Yeah.
We've got the Koreans back. Oh no, we've got a new Korean leader, have we?
The Celts?
The Koreans are already in it, aren't they?
There's the Japanese.
And the Koreans. Because the Korean guy's the annoying bloke.
I thought they were China.
No.
It's Korea. Korea and Japan. I know Japan's in it because you have the samurais, because I'm a samurai in my single player level.
I think Korea must be in it.
We'll have to look into that.
Because one of the cities I had was Pyongyang, so...
Or are these all new? Because you've got the Celts. They're not in it.
That's new. The Ottomans are new. Vikings are new. The Zulus. New.
Maybe they're all new.
And then we've got some new leaders.
Egyptian. You've got Hatshepsut. Ramses
the Second is the new Egyptian leader. We've got Winston Churchill, I'm going to enjoy killing him, the little bastard. We get a Pwn Churchill. We've got Augustus Caesar.
Actually, it's saying here, because look, it's got Stalin, Augusta, Churchill, and Ramsay II, but next to it, it's got the...
that's the existing leaders.
Existing leaders. And there's no existing leaders on the other ones. So that means all of these ones up here, Hannibal, what's that word saying? Brannus, Wong Kong, Muhammad, the second Ragnar and Shaka, you know,
and the Great Wall is back.
Yeah, the Great Wall of China.
And the Great Wall is totally awesome. You know, it actually, you can see it all the way around your civilization.
So you can build a wall, and it's a barrier to stop people.
Yeah, it goes along your cultural border. And it, like, you know,
instead of being
prevents barbarians from entering your territory.
Instead of being like just a pyramid,
a defense bonus. Which is what it has been before. We've also got some the Temple of Artemis, and the Digibagabrigabwa Mosque. I probably pronounced it wrong, but never mind. So yeah, the Great Wall.
The Great General Units Warlord. The Warlord Expansion Pack gets its name from the new type of Great
Person
in...
It introduces the Great General, because in Civ 3 you had, like, army units.
Yeah.
But in Civ 4 they didn't have army units, you just had your individual units.
Hmm.
But now they've got these dudes who apparently, like, kick ass.
That's cool, so you're separating your army from like, the rest of your civilization.
They're like, you know, great people, only military great people. Hmm. The coolest feature I'm excited about, other than the Great Wall, is vassal states. Basically, what that means is a state can become your vassal. So what they do is they send tribute to you every turn. All their land is considered your land. All their technology is considered your technology. So it's like some dumbass state you boss around. So now I can go around bossing people around and telling them to be my bitches.
Like what with the... you mean like with the English Empire when we had... India...
English Empire? What English Empire?
You know what I mean.
It's the British Empire.
British Empire. British Empire where we
had... Post-1707.
Where we had Australia, India and China, where they were their own countries, but we basically said, you do what we say, near.
Well, we still do.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like that. Am I right? Like that?
Sort of, but that's more empire. That's you appoint your own person to lead the country.
Where this is more like...
This is more... Let me think of a historical example. This is more America. No, let me think. This is America's relation to Afghanistan in the 1980s.
Right.
They
get
the Mujahideen to do their Mujahideen dance, and you know they basically get they basically become a sub American state without America directly military intervening.
Right.
You know when they kick the socialists out.
Right, makes sense. So. In the end, if you scroll down, smidge that we've got the whole entire list. And now, civilizations, you'll have America,
boo.
Arabs,
boo.
Aztec, China,
boo, boo.
Carthage, Celts, Egyptian, England, France, Germany, Greece. What's that one? Inca.
The Inca, yeah.
The Inca. India, Japan, Korea,
Mali.
Mali.
Or Mali, whatever.
Mali, Mongolia.
Mongolian.
Mongolian.
We need some Mongolian Empire building, man.
Oh, it says Mongolia, but Ottoman.
Ah, the Ottoman Empire, the glory days.
Persia. My friend Sally comes from Persia. Rome.
Well, Persia doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, well, that's what she classifies herself as, a Persian.
Well, she's too scared to say Iranic.
Yeah, she doesn't like it. She's actually half Persian and half Russian.
And she says Persian.
Because she doesn't like the image that the rest of her people give. She says it's wrong. Well, she's lived in London most of her life anyway, so it doesn't matter. Although she does speak her native language, which is quite funny because she only says it. She only speaks it to her dad, and normally when she speaks to her dad, she's either drunk or very irately pissed off. So she screams down the phone. It's quite hilarious. Spain, Viking, and Zulu. Oh, we forgot about Russia as well, and Rome.
Yeah, Russia's got the Stalin dude now.
Yeah. Stalin. He's going to kill you with a mustache. Look at that face.
He looks really scary.
He looks like he's smirking, though. He's like, I pooped in my nappy.
Look at this guy.
Oh my god, look at Churchill. He's got a wart on the end of his nose. I'm sure Churchill didn't have a wart on his nose. Or unless that's just the way the light's catching the end. No, it's the way the light's catching the edge of his nose. Oh, that's just a drawing. They haven't built him yet.
Let's have a look at Augustus. Oh, he looks cool.
Oh, I'm going to rule the world in my armor. No, that's looking pretty good. It looks like, fair enough, there's not many changes. It's just the system that they're changing everything. But vassal states, great wall, and what's the last bit that's been added? Ran? Oh, that's that person.
Ragnar, some Viking bloke, I think.
Oh, they're going to be the Vikings.
Oh,
look at the Great Wall,
man. That looks fucking awesome.
That's looking a lot better. Oh, I'm definitely going to get that. That's going to make Civ 4 much, much better to play.
I've been trying to get Catherine to get Civ 4. Because it's only $19.99 at the moment.
Yeah, that'll be worth it.
So yeah, Civ 4 expansion pack.
I need to reinstall mine. When I can get my dad off bloody eBay. He's addicted to eBay.
Just block it out.
He has his own area, and if I did anything, he'd whinge. Once I've got my new PC card, no, my PC fan that stops the old one, so I can get rid of the old one because the old one keeps going when you power it up. So you have to power it down and stick the Hoover in the back, and it needs a spring clean. It needs a serious spring cleaning. I'm going to get these new cables and go stick my PC up in my bedroom again. And then my mum and dad can have their dining room table back. It means my dad's going to lose the internet. He's going to whinge and going, well, I pay half the internet. It's like, well, sorry, Dad, I can afford the whole internet bill now because I have a job, so...
Yeah, Adam has a job. He's no longer skint.
I know I have a job, but I don't have an Xbox 360, but that's why I've been doing reviews on DS games, because I've been able to afford those. But,
Get a tablet PC. Yeah, get your dad to get a tablet PC. Then you can blag it at times.
Yeah, well, he won't... He whinges about not having stuff. Like, he whinges about the fact of he having to use my computer. Well, I whinge about it. He just uses my computer. And then he whinges when he can't get his pictures off his digital camera because he can't get them onto my PC because my card reader doesn't work anymore because it requires a driver off a CD, which is somewhere in storage with the rest of my uni stuff.
The card reader needs its own driver?
It has 12 card reader slots in it.
The card reader needs its own driver? What the fuck is this, the 1970s?
It only requires...
Use the fucking generic drivers in Windows, for God's sake.
It requires that because... XP thinks it's one card reader, whereas no, it's 12.
No, it doesn't. That
but
I'm a Microsoft MVP. It means the people who develop that device are full of themselves and haven't got a fucking clue. They'd rather make you install some bloke crapware on your system than just use the generic drivers which are built in.
But, my answer in my defense.
You don't have any defense.
I can't be bothered because I have two card readers, and the other one is for my digital camera, which doesn't need any drivers. You just plug it in and it works.
Just get a wireless camera.
Well, that's my dad's fault. Tell him to go buy a new Blade PC. I'm okay. My digital camera works fine on XP. I literally just take the card out, slot it in, because it's the same card as yours, because I have a Canon camera. It's exactly the same what you use, and I literally just plug it in the card reader, plug the card reader in, works. No drivers, no hassle, no nothing. It's all my dad's fault.
What sort of camera has he got?
He has the newer version of my Canon, and for some strange reason he's decided to come with SD cards instead of the ones we've got.
So in other words, his new camera probably isn't as good as your one. Because SD cards have nowhere near the right speed.
Yeah, I think mine takes pictures faster than his, but he has larger megapixels. But not really.
So he's got even bigger pictures, but a slower memory card.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. That's why I need a decent camera like mine.
And it's thinner and smaller, and he's got chunkier hands than me, so he keeps dropping the damn thing. So he can't take a picture without having to put his hand around the strap. Otherwise, he will drop it.
It's the trouble with that one, that they just need to stop making them small. They need to just... If they just make that one 10% bigger, it would be a lot better.
Yeah. And lighter. If it was just...
I don't care about how heavy it is, because it doesn't matter, because it's usually on the tripod anyway.
No, but I mean, instead of making it heavier with it being bigger, a camera normally is bigger because it's requiring it for something, but if you're having it just for the handle, then it's not going to take up any more weight and it's going to be nice. People aren't going to be bothered about size if it doesn't.
Well, you might as well use it for batteries, so if you trash, put a bigger battery in.
Yeah, that would be quite cool. So yeah, my dad needs a new PC.
So you have this GamerCast where we are reviewing cameras.
Yep. So you can take pictures of yourself playing video games because it's fun.
Yeah, we didn't get any letters this week.
Yes, we're very ashamed. We're going to hunt you down and kill you with large sticks.
We had one from Catherine, but that doesn't really count because she's staff, so...
Yeah, she's staff. So we are going to come to your house and hit you with the phone book of the area where you live. Or the only chance you have is to choose which...
Yeah, man, where's Bob Mann's audio letter?
Yeah, come on, Bob Mann.
This show was extra Uber, so send us a fucking letter.
Yeah. I was drunk for this episode.
And I was half asleep.
Yeah.
I need a day off.
And we're doing really well. I gotta go work tomorrow.
Yeah, I've had to work every day for the last week.
So have I. I work a 37-hour week.
Shut up.
Minimum.
Yeah, I have to get up at like 10 o'clock.
I have to get up at 6:30.
Oh, yeah, but I don't go to bed till 4 o'clock.
Apart from Monday, I actually stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning, and then I went to bed, and I got up at 6:30, and went to work.
Went going to bed?
Because I was tired when I got home, because I was around Laura's.
Right. We need to get Laura on the show.
I know. When she texts you about the fact that I stay around her house, she goes, what do you think Paul's going to say when I tell him that we're seeing each other? And I said, he's going to use it as an excuse to get you on Gamercast. And the first thing you text back is, that means you're coming on Gamercast. And she was like, that is so creepy. I said, I told you. And then you start going on about the deal. And she goes, what deal? What have you made a deal with? And I said, I don't remember. And then I turned around and went, oh, yeah, because I said, the only deal I made about it was, I said, if Paul came down and went on the, came down for the meeting for the medieval reenactment, I'm sure I could get her to come on Gamercast. I said, that's the only deal.
Yeah, I made the deal thing up just to freak her out.
I know you did. You did really well freaking her out. I had to calm her down with that. She thought I made some sort of bet or something. Right, so I think that's it.
Are we sure that's it?
There's nothing majorly coming out. Oh, one thing I noticed on Play.com, they have a...
Play.com.
Looks like a proper release date for the new zombie game. Oh, what's it called? Where you're going around as the cameraman blowing the crap?
Dead Rising.
Looks like he's actually gotten a more firm date for coming out. And there's actually a box cover and everything. So it looks like it's...
What's the date?
Didn't know, I didn't have a look, I only had a click. Go, bring up Play Now, come on, bring up Play Now, because that is looking absolutely uber. For a zombie game, it is exactly what a lot of zombie fans will want. Fair enough, it's no Resident Evil, because Resident Evil is made for storyline and puzzle gaming, but as a zombie fan, if you're like a fan of Land of the Dead, this is going to rock your world. There. Dead Rising. And there's also the new version that's on the... Yep.
8th of September.
Yep. And there's also the standard edition.
That box looks really cool.
Down here, there's a... There. Edition. Steel tin edition. Up above from Pro Evolution.
Pro Evolution Soccer 6.
Got one. Over there. Stop it!
It's my mouse. I'll do what I like with it.
So, I don't know what comes extra with that.
Star Trek store.
Yeah, there's a Star Trek store. So everything's set out for memorabilia and DVDs.
Scary.
Yeah, that's.
I have to get Catherine and watch all the Star Wars films at some point.
Star Wars?
Not Star Wars, Star Trek.
I thought you were on about Star Trek.
I don't think she's seen any of. I'm not sure what Star Wars film she's seen. She hasn't seen Lord of the Rings, so I need to get her to watch that.
She hasn't seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
God, I would have died if I couldn't have seen those at the cinema. I rocked. It's cool. My ex-girlfriend that I went out with when I was at Yale College, who I was going out with when I went to uni, her uncle's brother is Jonathan, leading digital art director for Digital Wear. You actually see him on the special edition DVD.
Yeah, you see me on the special edition DVD. I'm saying, yo, dude, what's up?
What's it so I can get a hand? Yeah.
So yeah.
Anything else? No, that's pretty much it.
We better close it now before we finger something else. Cause
yeah, but Rise of Nations looks like it's sweeping in really quickly, so that should be up on a couple more episodes, so that's going to be good.
Our letter's going to be sent to feedback@gamercast.net.
Arguments.
We encourage people to send email... What the hell is this? Wow, a conversation with like 500 people.
Wow. You've been invited into a major conversation. Who invited you? Or is it you talking with Catherine?
I don't even know any of these people.
Are you talking to Catherine and she's...
High Ordinator, that's cop. So we just randomly invited everyone in. Right. So yeah, feedback can be sent to feedback@gamercast.net. You can leave comments on the blog, which goes to the same place in my Outlook inbox.
Yep.
Which is cool. Or you can talk about games and shit on portalforums.net.
Exactly. Find all your information about your Xbox 360 on xbox360degrees.com and go on to the portals.
Or better yet, read my blog, because I'm always talking about stuff on there, like Windows Vista. If you're interested in Windows Vista, I recommend you subscribe to my blog. My blog is linked on gamercast.net.
Go to his blog and click on the index pic so you can see everyone else's blog and then find my
blog. You don't see other people's blogs. Just
you want to see my blog because I'm sat on a Harley Davidson. That's what I'm buying next year. I'm saving up for a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
With a built-in tablet PC.
So...
yeah, just drop a tablet PC on.
Oh, I just thought of something really cool.
A computer with wheels.
No. Next summer, I know what we're doing with the PlayStation 2. We're going to film me dropping it from my Harley Davidson as a drive past. It's going to be a right drive by. You can be with the camera. It's like...
no. We run over it.
Yeah, I can... oh, no, I can put the back tire on it. Ah! I've had a guy, he's like... sound. He's like... he's like, oh, it's lush. Can't wait till I get it.
We'll just buy it now, then.
I haven't got the $8,500 to buy it yet.
Is that all you can buy $8,500 off me if you want?
Sweet.
Paying me back $10,000.
I've already taken the loan out for £1,000 to pay off my damn overdraft.
You just got a job when you're taking loans out. Makes sense.
Because the bank can't...
that reminds me, Craig owes me £20.
The bank can't understand the concept of, ooh, you have an overdraft and you're trying to pay it off. We don't want you to pay the overdraft off. We want you to put your whole entire paycheck in there so we can get off the interest. It's like, I'm putting my paycheck into a Halifax account already. Why does it matter it's in this other one, you stupid... Burke.
That's trouble with banks. They must be publicly owned. Right, are we really done now?
We're done, done. We're done, 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 okay. Done, done, done.
So we will see you next week.
Next week. Same place, same time, different episode.
Yeah, episode 35 next week.
35!
You see, you take 34 and you plus one.
Plus one. Remember that every week, whenever you see the episode, plus one for next week.
And that'll tell you what it is going to be the week after.
I know, it's such a cool scheme. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Laters. Alright, you can press the stop button now.
Okay.